Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
It's a very, very good morning. Very, very cool, very crisp, and I love it. I wonder if that has anything to tie in with what you're going to have to talk about.
Well, it does tie in a little bit with what we have to talk about. So today we're going to talk a little bit about must thistle control. Must thistles are one of the 12 noxious weeds that we have in the state of Kansas, and it currently infests over 420,000 acres across the state. Now, unlike some of our noxious weeds, must thistles have been reported in nearly every county, so it is very widespread, and it's primarily found in some pastures, hay meadows, or along roadways. In March of 2021, there was a new noxious weed law, and they said must thistles were a Category C weed. For those that don't understand that, because I really don't either, that just means that must thistles are well established within the state and have an extensive population. So let's talk a little bit about must thistles. They're primarily a biannual or winter annual species. It's kind of odd. Biannuals will take up to two growing seasons to complete their life cycle. So if they're going to be in that biannual stage, they're going to like germinate in the spring. They'll spend the entire summer in a rosette stage. They'll overwinter in that same rosette stage, and then they'll bolt and send up their reproductive parts or their seeds the following year. While a winter annual plant will germinate in the fall, it'll overwinter in that rosette stage, and then it'll bolt immediately come May or June of that following spring. It is not until May or June that most people even know they have must thistles. At that time period, they're going to send up their seed head. It's a really dark K-State purple seed head. Looks kind of pretty, and while I say it matches K-State's colors, it's not great to have in our pastures. However, once they've bolted, they're really pretty tough to control, at least with herbicides. So the easiest growth stage to control them in is going to be that rosette stage. But at that point, they're at its hardest to find because they're just going to be very flat and on the ground. Control efforts should be aimed at reducing or eliminating the new populations that we have. Remember, being that Category C weed, they're well established across the state. We're probably not going to truly eliminate them, but we can eliminate the new populations or the new stands that are coming up. With that being said, we still should try to at least manage the current populations that we have. Control methods would include mechanical, biological, or chemical. And chemical is probably the most popular method, but we're going to start with just some mechanical. We can mechanically dig these plants up with a hoe or a shovel, I guess. The other part of that would be just once they've bolted, you could go in and just pluck the seed heads off, like throw them in a bucket, take them, and then burn those. What we're doing at that point is just eliminating that seed production. And remember, it's a biennial plant, so once it's set up its seed production, it's going to be dying anyways. So those would be a couple of different ways. I guess we could mow them repetitively too. Once they've bolted, if we mowed those off, they're going to be about done. You're just going to want to mow them before that seed becomes viable, or else we're just going to have a larger population the following year. When we talk about biological control, we don't have very many options there. The few options that you got to have a permit. It's really not applicable here. So one such instance of a biological control would be bringing in weevils to feed on the must thistles. The issue gets to be you can't legally transfer weevils across state lines, so that does present some problems. With With that being said, if you're going to use some biologicals, you really need to integrate some other kind of control method as well. So whether that's mechanical or a chemical option. And then the last option is going to be chemical. The reason we're talking about it today is because fall is the perfect time to use some chemical control. So why is that? The trees are shredding their, dropping their leaves. Our crops are going to be mostly harvested at this point. The off-target species just aren't there for us to really damage. So we can use our herbicides right now at a pretty low risk. And those plants are going to, those musk thistles are going to be in their rosette stage, fairly easy to control. The spraying window in the fall really is going to extend until that ground's frozen. Once we get some freezing, those leaves might start to turn yellow and start to curl on that musk thistle plant. But as long as there's green tissue there, we can really get pretty good control over it yet. Studies in Kansas indicate that a fall application of 2,4-D low-vol ester was more effective than a similar rate as 2,4-D amine. So, and there was really a bigger gap there than I had even anticipated. 80% control with the low-vol ester compared to 49% with the amine. Dicamba and 2,4-D with picloram or tordon was shown to be at like 90% effective spraying in the fall. Other herbicides that we could look at using would be Milestone or Chaparral. And just so you guys know, if we're using Tordon or Milestone, controlling them in the fall, they also have some residual. So they'll be still in the soil and will help control any seedlings that would go to emerge the next spring as well. So we're kind of getting a double dose there of some control. So it's not that expensive. Might not be a bad option to throw that into the tank if you're going to go out and try to hit those musk thistles. Just last little tip I would have for you is try to select a pretty sunny day, maybe in that temperature of 50 to 60 degrees if we can. That way those plants are still sending up water and nutrients down to its roots, meaning that if we get that onto those leaves, it's going to be sending down that herbicide and transferring that and getting a good kill for us. If you have just scattered rosettes across your pasture or hay field, don't forget you can just take a hoe and kind of dig them out, dig out the crown of that plant, and we'll eliminate it from maturing. So if you guys have questions, please don't hesitate to give me a phone call at 785-448-6826.
Again, always interesting stuff when you guys come in. I'm always amazed by what goes on out in the fields. Yeah. Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.